everyone.
Hello from Galesburg. Thank you all for joining us on tonight's student-to-student phonecast. My name is Ann Ehrlich, and I'm the Vice President for Student Development here at Knox. This means that I work closely with students and oversee much of what happens in support of student success, including health and counseling services, the Career Center, and housing, among other areas. I'm excited to be here tonight with a great group of students to talk about all of this and more. We look forward to hearing from students around the world. If you'd like to ask a question tonight, simply press *3 on your keypad. It's like raising your hand. It won't interrupt us, but it will let us know that you have a question. This phonecast is just one of many admitted student experiences. Throughout the spring, the Office of Admission will host a series of live, on-campus, and virtual events with faculty, staff, and current students. You can key *8 now to receive a text with a link to a list of these experiences. You can also head directly to knox.edu/admitted students. So once again, that's *3 for questions, *8 for a link to a full list of ways to experience Knox this spring. I see that we already have some questions lined up, but before we begin, I'd like the Knox students on the call to introduce themselves. Tell us your name, pronouns, year in school, major and minor, and what you're involved in. And we will start with Bamashe.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lua Bamashe Afolabi, but I prefer to go by Bamashe because it's easier. I'm an international student from Nigeria. I'm a senior. I'm a biology major and a psychology minor. And I'm a residential assistant at Knox, and I'm also the student senate president. Olive?
Hey, everyone. My name is Olive Colangelo. I am a senior here. I'm an environmental science biology double major. I'm in the theater department. I do like lights and sound. That's kind of my thing. I'm in the choir. I have my foot sort of in all sorts of spots around campus. Yeah, excited to talk to you guys.
Lily? Lily, are you ready?
I think I might have been muted. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. My name is Lily. I am a junior here at Knox College. I'm an English literature major, and I have minors in biology and educational studies. On campus, I'm involved with the Honor Board, and I'm also an editor for Catch Magazine. I'm the music editor. I'm excited to hear your questions tonight.
Thanks, Lily. Lydia?
Hi, everybody. My name is Lydia. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a third year here at Knox. I'm double majoring in environmental science and political science. I'm also on the women's soccer team and the women's track team, and I'm involved in Student Senate.
Thanks, Lydia. And last but not least, Akash.
Hi, everyone. My name is Akash, and I'm a senior. I use he, him pronouns. I'm a biochemistry major, Spanish minor, and I'm pre-med. On campus, I'm a vice president of Best Buddies, and I'm also one of the co-captains of the Ultimate Frisbee team. Looking forward to talking with you all tonight.
Thanks, Akash. We are eager to hear from all of you tonight. As a reminder, press *3 at any time to let us know that you have a question. Our first question tonight was submitted in advance from Amaris in Puerto Rico. Amaris would like to know about what there is to do on campus and in Galesburg on the weekends. And I was wondering if Akash wanted to start us off with that.
Definitely. That's a great question. I think one of the beautiful things about Galesburg is there's always something to do on the weekends. There's a huge variety of different restaurants, cafes to go to, and parks. Additionally, I think Knox does a really great job of keeping students busy. All the clubs offer a vast array of different events for students to attend on the weekend. We also have this organization called Union Board, which hosts a variety of events. Like, they've brought hypnotists out here. There's different performance groups that will come and perform. So there's always something to do and keep busy with.
Thanks, Akash. Olive, did you want to add to that at all?
I mean, Akash pretty much hit it on the head. I pretty much would not worry about finding something to do on the weekend. In a normal year when we're allowed to have, you know, a lot of in-person activities, there's a particular wall in our student union building that's just like always plastered with posters and, you know, little advertisements for events that are happening around campus, so much that we call it the gallery. So there's absolutely tons of things going on campus to do over the weekend. And if you don't want to stay here, you could always go into town, as Akash said, with like restaurants, little shops, things like that.
Thanks, Olive. And I'll add also, if you're a bit looking for a little more adventure, we have the train station right off campus in walking distance that can get you to Chicago in 3 hours or so if you're into that. We have another question submitted in advance from Izzy in Colorado. And Izzy asks, what was the biggest shock about moving to the Midwest? So I think Lily moved to the Midwest, right? So Lily, do you want to start us off with that one?
Sure, I can do that. So I moved from New Mexico. And I think the biggest shock for me moving to the Midwest was probably the weather. Coming from Albuquerque, we get like 300 days of sun a year, and our winters are very mild. And so it took a little getting used to for me to be around such cold weather sometimes in the winter, but also just like snow and ice. But you learn how to layer your clothes and you buy a good jacket and you do just fine. I've definitely come to appreciate the Midwest winter, even if it can be a little hard sometimes. I think also, like, going back to what Akash was saying about there being so much to do, like in Galesburg, you kind of get distracted that winter's even happening, because like those things are still happening in winter. So there's always stuff to do. You're not just cooped up inside with the cold weather outside.
Cool. Thanks, Lily. And Bamashe, you moved here from pretty far away. What was that like?
Yeah, thank you. I was shocked by everything. the weather, the food, the people, like pretty much everything was a horror to me. Coming from Georgia, with totally different. But I think that something that was really very helpful was the fact that I had a lot of support at Knox, you know, in terms of other international students that are pretty much going through the same thing, and we're all trying to get used to the environment altogether, or in terms of the support services that the school offered us just to help us acclimatize ourselves with the environment. So it was a great shock, you know, but then we had support. We had people that we could rely on. And I was able to, you know, call my family, talk to them, even though there was time difference, but I had the opportunity to do that too. And I think a lot of international students, myself included, we feel that we have a lot of support at Knox, you know, fellow students, faculty and staff that are actually really interested to learn about our culture. And through that, we become friends, we become acquaintances, and, you know, we start getting to know each other. And that way, we start building a support system that helps us through our time at Knox.
Thanks, Bamashe. Thanks for being honest about the shock, and we're glad it worked out. We have our first live question from Mary Catherine in Arizona. So, Mary Catherine, you are live if you'd like to ask us your question.
Okay, hi. I'm from Arkansas. And I was just wondering how when we needed to start looking at and signing up for classes for the fall semester.
That's a great question. Sorry, I mixed up Arizona and Arkansas with the abbreviation here. Lydia, do you remember back to your first year and how the whole signing up for classes thing worked? Would you be willing to start us off with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first year, we go through our first year orientation, and that through that process, you meet with your advisor and you're able to, you know, not just meet with them like in their office, but you get to like go out to dinner with your advisor and their other advisees and just kind of get to know people and make connections at NACS. And then that person, whoever your advisor is, they help you sign up for your classes, and you'll just kind of have a one-on-one conversation with them and get to know them, and they'll get to know you and your passions and what you're interested in. And then they'll help you choose your first three classes here at NACS. And from there, they'll kind of help you build a schedule and determine what you're interested in. And those interests will probably change as you go through college here at NACS, but they'll always help you through like any course changes or anything like that. So your advisor will sign you up when you meet them on campus.
Thanks, Lydia. So yeah, in summary, you get to start thinking about your classes and making some preliminary choices over the summer, and then when you get to campus for orientation, you'll solidify it in person with your advisor. We have a related question. Another Izzy from Illinois wants to know, do you get to begin your classes in your major during your first year? Izzy's particularly interested in creative writing. Lily, would you be able to answer that?
Yeah. So you do get to begin your classes for your major as a first year. You could start as early as fall term as you want, if you want. You absolutely do not have to. You have plenty of time to get those major requirements done later on and shop around at the beginning. But I remember my freshman year, I started working on my elements and my major requirements really as early as I could. So long as you have those prerequisites for those classes out of the way, you can absolutely get started on them.
Great, thank you. We have another live question. This is from Madeline in California. So Madeline, would you like to ask us your question?
Yeah, I'm wondering what your favorite class or professor was or is, and why it was your favorite especially.
Madeline, that is such a great question, and I really want to hear from everyone on the panel about that. Akash, do you want to start us off?
Definitely. That is a great question. My sophomore year, spring term, I took a class called Green Chemistry and Catalysis. It was with a professor named Professor Hoyt in the chemistry department, and it was just it was incredible. We were essentially looking at like renewable energy and the use of different catalysts to help make reactions more efficient and help reduce waste in our world, because that's a huge problem. And I think part of the reason why it was my favorite class was we were challenged in like a way I've never been challenged before. Like our professor would give us different reactions that were happening, and we'd have to work together to kind of develop like ideas as how this is happening. And I don't know, it was just incredible, and it was great to learn about like truly like a really new field.
That sounds incredibly cool. Olive, what about you?
I think my favorite class I took at NACS is called Urban Agriculture. It's pretty much like a 50-50, you know, classwork half the time, and the other half the time we're working in on the NACS farm, which is actually just like a little outdoor farming plot, and we have two high tunnels, which are pretty much like greenhouses but with plastic instead of glass, and they're not heated. So half the time we're learning about like the idea, like in a lecture, about these sustainable intensive space agricultural techniques, and the other half the time we're actually implementing them in the high tunnels and in the farming plots. And it was just a really good change of pace to, you know, go outside and touch some dirt after doing like chemistry or whatever else I was doing that term. I liked it a lot. It was tons of fun.
Thanks, Olive. Yeah, that's one thing I love about NACS is you really get to take what you're doing in the classroom and go out and use it right away. Bamashe, what about you?
I I want to be diplomatic and say I do not have a favorite professor. I think it's because the professors that I've had classes with, they've all been extremely incredible. They've all been helpful. And I can actually say that most of my professors that I have had classes with, our relationship ends up extending beyond the fact that I was just a student in their class. We ended up cultivating that relationship to become more than professor-student relationship, and we become closer. And so that's why I said I don't have a favorite professor, because every single class that I've had at Knox, the professors have been really very helpful. And, you know, after I take classes with them, sometimes I just run into them on campus and, you know, we end up having like a 15-minute full-on conversation, like, hey, it's been a while, you know, how have you been? And we end up talking. And, you know, the classes that I've taken at Knox, to both classes in my major, my minor, or, you know, classes that are not even related to any of those things, I love those classes because they've, like Akash said, they've given me the opportunity to think outside of, you know, the traditional sciences that I belong to, and to really challenge myself and help me think about how does, you know, the field of gender women studies, how does that apply to me? You know, is there anything I can learn from this field in pursuing my goals and my ambition as a science student? So I think the intersectionality of, you know, different classes at Knox and different fields and collaborations, for me, it's really made all of the classes that I've taken really very incredible. And, you know, I've had a great time with my professors.
Well, Amashay, as the student government president, I knew you would have a very diplomatic answer. That was very good. What about you, Lydia?
Yeah, so I'm an environmental science major, and I've been lucky enough to have quite a few classes with a professor called Ben Ferrer. He's a younger professor. He's just really funny, really fun, quirky. And he just like brings a lot of life to his classroom. And one class in particular called The Environment and the Apocalypse was really exciting. I actually think Olive and I might have had this class together. But it was just a lot of fun. And we didn't just learn about like the apocalypse in terms of like fiction. We also learned about it in like an environmental apocalypse, and then, you know, talked about zombie apocalypse. It's a class that's a lot really focused on risk and kind of calculating risk. And it was really interesting, just a lot of different perspectives were brought to that class. And Ben is such a fun professor. He's just makes us laugh, makes us have a good time. So it was a really great experience.
Thanks, Lydia. And before we get to Lily, I want to remind all of you on the call that we want to hear your questions. So press *3 at any time to let us know if you have a question. Lily, tell us about your favorite class or professor.
Yeah, my favorite class was Teaching and Learning in a Diverse World. It's with Jennifer Faubert. That class was really interesting for me because, one, you spend a lot of time thinking about pedagogy and like ways to implement it in your classroom. And we talk a lot about equity and the role of equity in public education in the United States. But I think for me, the coolest part of that is it has a practicum requirement of, I think, like 25 hours. And so I, over the course of that term, I spent 25 hours in Galesburg High School working directly alongside a Galesburg High School teacher in three different classrooms in three of her classes. And that for me was really cool to like take what I was learning and be able to directly apply that within the community. So one, it's good practice for anyone who's interested in education and becoming an educator, but it is also just really nice to see like your education put to use in the Galesburg community.
That's great, thanks Lily. So we want to take a moment to hear from you on the call. So we have a poll that we would like you to participate. So I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give you like a little multiple choice quiz, and you can just key in your answer on your phone. So dining services at Knox, cooks from scratch, sourcing as many ingredients locally as possible, which helps them to meet the special dietary needs of our students. We're curious to know what you like to eat. So, press 1 if you're looking for vegetarian options, 2 for vegan options, 3 for gluten-free or other allergen-sensitive meals, 4 if finding kosher or halal or other faith-based meals is important to you, and press 5 if you'll pretty much eat anything. So that's 1 for vegetarian, 2 for vegan, 3 for gluten-free, 4 for kosher, halal, or other faith-based meals, and 5 if you're like me and you'll pretty much eat anything. So as you're all entering those results, we have another question live from Juliana here in Illinois. So Juliana, you are live. Ask us your question.
Hi. So my question is, does Knox have a placement exam for incoming freshmen?
Akash, do you remember a placement exam experience? Can you answer that?
Definitely. I don't remember there being like a general placement exam. I think the one that I did take was for my Spanish minor. I came in with some AP credit, but they asked me to take a quick little placement test just to see where my language is at and where it fit best with the class that knocks. But besides that, I don't remember there being like a general placement exam for everyone or for all incoming freshmen.
Right. I think there's a couple disciplinary specific exams, but not an overall placement exam. Thanks, Akash. And as a reminder, *3 if you have a question. We have the results of our poll, and we have some pretty diverse dietary preferences among all of you. So 23% of you are vegetarian, 10% of you are vegan, 5% of you are looking for gluten-free type food, 3% of you are looking for faith-based options, and 59% of you are going to eat anything. So thank you for sharing that. Is there anybody on our panel that would like to say anything about your experience dining on campus, what the different options are? Lily, would you be willing to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. My dietary restrictions choices, I'm dairy-free and gluten-free for the most part. And so for me, like obviously I'm avoiding some things eating on campus, but I really never had any issues with it. Knox has, the second you walk in, like you have options for stir fry, kind of more like home style foods, pizza, pasta, burgers, veggie burgers. There's a whole salad bar. There's a whole room full of cereal. There's yogurt, granola, really anything you could possibly need. And they do little specialty nights too. So we have little stir fry nights, smoothie nights, milkshake nights, lots of little special things. And I never felt like I didn't really have enough to eat. Sometimes, you get a little creative and you find yourself kind of making your own meal, but you get to challenge your brain a little bit and that's fun. But you definitely will never run out of options. You'll never run out of things to eat. And it's good. It's good food. Lots of good desserts, lots of good little treats that the dining staff makes. The dining staff are all lovely, lovely people. Don't worry about food coming to Knox. You definitely don't need to.
Thanks, Lily. I really like the cereal room. Akash, would you be willing to maybe talk about what the different places are on campus that you can get food?
Yeah, definitely. So there's a couple. So as Lily was talking about, there's the main cafeteria, and that's kind of your buffet-style eating, whatever you want. We also have a Gizmo, which is our campus, kind of fast food. You can get your burgers, chicken sandwiches. We have like a breakfast burrito, all that good stuff. The other great thing is that they serve coffee and they're open super late. So, I've definitely been at the library late at night and ran over there for some coffee and came back. And then the third option that we have is located in Post Hall, and it's called a C-Store. So it's like our on-campus convenience store. So you can kind of get just about anything you need, and they use your dining dollars for that. But additionally, during the day, they offer grab-and-go. So it's like if you're running to class and you want to get a meal, you can just swipe and kind of pick up a pre-made meal, like a chicken sandwich, or yeah, buffalo chicken sandwich or something like that.
Perfect. Thanks, Akash. And we are waiting to hear from you. Press star 3 at any time. Don't be shy to let us know if you have a question. I know some people are wondering about jobs on campus. Is it easy to find a job? What kind of options are there out there? Lydia, do you have anything that you can say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work in admissions. There are several different ways that you can be hired through into leadership positions. So admissions is one of those positions, resident assistants, an orientation leader, which you'll meet when you get here to the Knox, and then also tour guides, which some of you may have met already. And you apply for those in the spring, and then you go through a little leadership class. And those positions are really fun, and you get to meet a lot of new people. And I would say it's not necessarily easy, but applying is easy, and, you know, the interview process is actually a lot of fun. And then general jobs on campus, there are so many jobs that are available on campus. I'd say getting a job on campus is really easy, and the Career Center is actually one of my favorite places. The people there are just so nice, and they really, really want to help you get a job, not just on campus, but also, like, help you find internships, help you maybe find an internship in Galesburg, or help you set up opportunities for the summer, and I've utilized them a lot. So applying to jobs at Knox is super easy. You just do it through our portal, and a lot of places are eager to hire students. So certainly don't need to worry about being turned down from a job here at Knox.
That's great. Thanks, Lydia. And you actually brought up another topic that I know people have questions about, which is finding internships and job shadowing and that kind of stuff. Bamashe, I know you've done some of that. Could you share a little bit about how you found internship and job shadowing opportunities?
Yes, thanks, Anne. So the Career Center has been very helpful. Sophomore year now, we upgraded from the previous software that we're using to Handshake. And so Handshake is a software that every Knox student gets enrolled in. And job employers, they post jobs on Handshake, and with your profile, you know, your GPA, your major, other experiences that you've had in terms of your student leadership experiences. If you're fit, Handshake will let you know, and then you can apply for the jobs. And you can go into the Career Center to work on your resume, to work on your letter of intent to apply to the job. And so personally for me, the first internship that I had was freshman year with an organization called Wideco Children Services. And I actually got that opportunity through the Career Center. Went in, had a conversation with the director at the time, and told her that, you know, this is what I'm interested in. And, you know, she helped me look for that opportunity. And then I was opportunity to travel to the Philippines my sophomore year for 2 weeks for another internship. Now, this was not through the Career Center. This was through the Study Abroad Center, Stelis Office Global Center. It was through them, through the director we were talking, and she told me about that opportunity and as a pre-med, and I'm interested in public health. She said, these organizations are doing a fantastic job in this area. I think you should apply for this opportunity. I've had multiple shadowing experiences here in Galesburg, and it was also through the Career Center. So the Career Center is really, the office is really well equipped, and like Lydia said, they want you to come have a conversation with them. They want you to come. Talk of Scott, talk of Kelsey, everyone that is there, they're all really willing, and they want you to come because they would say, you know, we're here to help you. We're here for you. So in terms of internship opportunities for the summer, or, you know, applying for jobs off campus, or, you know, after graduation, the office, they're really there to help. And the other thing too, as a science student, which is more like research and independent study. At least for me, the biology department and my research and my academic advisor, they've been really very helpful to, you know, I'm interested in having an independent study. Okay, let's have a talk. You know, what are you interested in? Is there a specific professor that you would love to work with? What area would you like to do your independent study? So that is also another opportunity in terms of research. You don't have to go off campus to go get your research done. You can actually work with professors here at NAUX to explore different fields of research that you might be interested in.
Thanks, Bamashe. Yeah, I know you've done some really interesting research projects. And for those of you on the call, I highly recommend you check out the Knox College Center for Career Success on Instagram. They post photos of all the students that are getting really cool internships and jobs, and you can see some of the opportunities that will be coming your way when you come to Knox. We have another live question. I'm very excited. Maria in Colorado, would you like to ask your question?
Yeah, so my question has to do with basic friendliness, like general friendliness at Knox. So have you had any experiences where you were able to meet a new friend or even have somebody you collaborated with while just passing by in the hall or just kind of going by your day, but like being able to approach someone new? Has that been easy? And like, do you have any cool experiences or moments in your college experience that you could bring up?
Thanks, Maria. That's a great question, and I bet everybody has a cool story. But let's start with Olive. Are people friendly around here, Olive? What's your experience been?
I mean, for what it's worth, for me, I've never found it easier to make friends in any like environment than Knox College. It's just I went to a high school with like 2,500 people, so way more than Knox. And the fact that it is like a smaller community definitely helps with like you at least recognize everyone you walk by on campus. Like, oh, I had a class with you, or I went to the same club with you, or you know, I think it definitely helps with like the approachability of people. And that being said, I think, and I say this like all the time to like every prospective student, but I think the number one thing you want to do, like no matter where you go to school, is like get involved in like clubs, like a team or, you know, an organization, something, because that's how you're going to, you know, make friends. That's how you're going to feel like ingrained in the community. And that's just, you know, a little bit of advice that I have.
That's really good advice. Thanks, Olive. What about you, Akash? Was it easy to get involved and get to know people, and do you find people to be friendly?
Yeah, definitely. I kind of have like an interesting perspective on this. I mean, I knew I wanted to go into like pre-health and medicine when I was a senior in high school, and one thing I was kind of worried about when I was going through the college search was ending up at a school where it was a little more of a like a competitive environment, because I'm much more like on the collaborative end. And so with that regard, I think the only thing I've ever experienced at Knox has been like collaborative. You know, it seems like we're all like working for, you know, to help improve one another and help each other achieve our goals. So on the friendly aspect of that, yeah, I've had nothing but positive experiences here, you know, and not only with the students here, but with the staff and the faculty. It's the people here are incredible.
Yeah, I would definitely echo that. This is the friendliest place I've ever been a part of. It's great. We have one more poll that we would like you all to participate in. So tonight's phone cast is one great way for you to connect with current Knox students, but we want to know if there are other experiences that would be helpful in you making your decision about whether or not to enroll at Knox. So here are your options. If you would like to be able to connect with more current students, press 1. If you'd like to meet one-on-one with a professor, press 2. If you'd like to sit in on a class virtually, press 3. If you'd like to talk with someone about financial aid, press 4. And if you feel like you've had enough already and you don't need to talk to anyone else from Knox before making your decision, press 5. So if you'd like to connect to more current students, press 1. Meet one-on-one with a professor, press 2. sit in on a class virtually, press 3. Talk to someone about financial aid, press 4. And if you're good to go, press 5. Okay, we have a question from Anthony in San Antonio. Anthony, you are live. Go for it.
Thank you. Hi, I just wanted to ask if any of you guys had insight on the difference of being at a small, like, private school like Knox compared to, like a bigger school or university.
So Knox is a really small place. What is it like to be here at a small place rather than a big place? Lily, do you have any insights on that?
Yeah, I have a pretty recent example too, but I'll get to that kind of towards the end. I think being at a small school is really cool because, especially like one the size of Knox, so, you know, about 1,200 students, because you feel like you know everyone, but you're still like always meeting people. So it's small enough that you feel connected to your community. You feel like you're a part of your community, but you don't really feel like, oh my gosh, this is suffocating and there's nowhere for me to go. There's no new people for me to meet. So I think socially, I think you kind of have that cushion of being in a small environment while still it being big enough to make you feel like you were at a bigger school without it being so overwhelming. But I think being at a small school also comes with its benefits as far as academics goes, for sure. I mean, we, in a lot of our classes, you know, it's going to be anywhere from, I think the average class size is like 13 students or something like that. So that's a pretty small class. So you're going to get to know your peers really well, the students really well. You're going to get to know your professors really well. You might have a TA, but they're not going to be teaching your class. So that's something that you'll see a lot more at a bigger university. But you also, I think being at a small school, get a lot of opportunities that you wouldn't necessarily get the chance to take part in at a bigger school. I took Gen Chem this past term, intro chem, and my professor had us do a lab where we got to use some equipment that, like, usually only graduate level chemistry students are getting to use. So it was really cool for me, being like a non-chemistry major, not planning on even pursuing chemistry further than like what I needed for prerequisites, to get to use these machines, to get to use this equipment for like my general chemistry lab. So there are definitely like academic benefits that come with it, but you might not get at a big school because they just can't provide that to, you know, hundreds of students per each class.
Yeah, that's a great point. I went to a really big research university as an undergraduate, and I had classes of 500 people. And you're right, our student-faculty ratio is smaller than 13-1, so it's really different. So thanks for those of you who participated in our poll. Over half of you would like to sit in on a class virtually. 10% of you would like to meet with a professor. 3% of you want to connect with more current students, which is a sign of how great our current students on the panel are doing today. 7% of you are interested in talking to someone about financial aid, and 28% of you are good to go for now. So we have a mom on the phone. Susan, mom of Franny from Colorado, has a question about athletics and academics. Susan, go ahead.
Hi there. I'm wondering if some of the students could talk about balancing being on an athletic team and academic work.
Yes, we definitely have some students on the call that can talk about that. Lydia, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, I would love to. So I'm on both the women's soccer team and the women's track and field team. And this spring, since COVID has kind of pushed our seasons back, I'll be participating in both sports at the same time, which sounds like a lot. But the really great thing about participating in athletics is that that's where I've kind of found a lot of my friends, a lot of my connections. I have lots of friends outside of athletics as well. But since all of my friends are also in athletics, we have the same schedules. So we all have to study at the same time. So there's no peer pressure to skip class or to not do your homework, because all of us have to do our homework at the same time. And it's a really nice community of just like spending a lot of time in the library together or spending a lot of time in the computer lab together, even sometimes doing homework in the locker rooms together, because every once in a while we have like a quick paper to finish up, or sometimes we have some extra time in the locker room. But I would say that overall, not just my teammates, but my coaches as well are very, very helpful in, you know, making sure that I'm doing all right, checking in on my mental health, making sure that I'm able to balance things and I'm not taking on too much. Another great thing is that our coaches understand how stressful this time has been and, you know, being in so many things can be. And if I were to go up to my coach and just say, hey, listen, it's been a hard week for me. I need to not be at practice. I need to finish this chemistry test, or I have a paper to write and I really need to not be at practice and I need to finish it, then any of my coaches would totally understand and they would say, okay, academics comes first. Take the day, finish your paper. You know, maybe you can stay after next practice and just take a few shots on goal or something. So my coaches are very understanding and very supportive of, you know, my academics here at Knox.
Great. Thank you, Lydia. We have another live question about housing, which is super important, from Christian in Indianapolis. Christian, ask your question.
Hi. I was wondering just how exactly the housing worked and when we would be assigned to dorms. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a good question. I know probably everybody's wondering about that. Akash, can you talk a little bit about how students are assigned to housing?
Yeah, definitely. So over the summer, you'll probably get some kind of questionnaire form via either email or physical mail, and it'll ask like your kind of your living habits. So like, do you wake up early? Do you wake up late? Do you go to sleep early? Do you go to sleep late? All that stuff. So the housing staff here kind of goes off, or student life takes a look at that, takes a look at your answers and matches you with someone with like a similar living style. And then based off of that, you'll be assigned to a dorm. And I think you get information about that later on in the summer. But there's a couple of different dorms that you can live in, like Congreneal, Sherman Neifert, Post, and they're all a little bit different. It's been a couple of years since I've taken a look at that, but they try their best to make sure that they match you with someone that lives similar to you. And if you know someone that's coming here as well and you want to live with them, you're welcome to like put that in with your preference and all that.
That's great. Yeah, you'll get your housing preference form after you deposit in the spring, and then fill it out honestly because it's kind of like you're going to be living with this person for a whole year, and so we want to make sure you're honest with each other. But you also get to live, in addition to having a roommate, we'll try to find someone that's a lot like you, you're going to live in a suite of anywhere from 12 to 18 people, and some of those people are going to be like you, and some of them are going to be really different from you. So that's really cool. I think in any typical first-year suite at Knox, there's a few international students, a few people from Illinois, and people from across the country. So it's a really exciting part of the Knox College experience. So we're almost to the end of this phone cast. So I'm going to end on one more question for our panelists. So some of the people on this call have already committed to Knox. Some of them are still trying to make a decision. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about why you think Knox is a great place, why you chose Knox, why someone else might want to consider choosing Knox, anything like that. And I'll start with Lily.
Sorry, I had a bit of an issue getting unmuted.
Good?
Why Knox? Part of why I came to Knox is I looked at a lot of small liberal arts schools. Like, I really went all out with the college visits. But when I came to Knox, the thing that really solidified it for me was when I went and I sat in on a class. I went and I sat in on School and Society with Joel Estes. And that was the first time that I had sat in on a class at one of these schools that I was looking at, and the professor acknowledged me, like asked me who I was, where I was from, why I was interested in Knox. But then afterwards, he actually, like, he pulled me aside and he had me come with him to his office, and we just talked for, I don't know, probably 20 minutes, not very long. But he was kind of the first person where I was like, oh, like, I'm wanted here. I felt like my, what I brought to the table was wanted and, like, encouraged at Knox, and I think that really kind of solidified my desire to come to Knox. But then on top of it, I think once I was actually at Knox and I started kind of learning the beauty of Knox and developing my own relationship with it, I think I really, a big part of it is Galesburg for me. I really love Galesburg. I love living in a small town. I love this community. I love, like, what we could do for this community as well. I think it's a very, living in a small town, I think, is kind of intimidating for people. I think it's, you know, if you're coming from a big city, and I'm coming from a city that's 800,000 people, probably, maybe more, you look at Galesburg and you're like, oh God, like, what am I gonna do? Like, there's hardly anything, like, whatever. It's a little intimidating, but I think that Galesburg is a really, really special town. I think there's a lot of really good stuff going on here. And I think if you open yourself up to it, I think you will reap all of the benefits of being at Knox and being at Galesburg. And I think it's just a really special place. And we do want you. So come for a visit and come and see it, and, like, be ready to just, like, accept Galesburg and Knox into your heart, because it'll pay off for sure.
Oh, that was really lovely, Lily. That's a hard act to follow, but I'm going to ask Bamashe if you want to share your experience about why you chose Knox and how that's worked out for you.
Oh, yeah. Lily, you just made this very tough for me. So for me, I couldn't visit. As an international student coming to the United States, it's very expensive. So I was, you know, all I had was the internet, and you know, I had a brief email exchange with a current student at the time, and then had conversations with one or two professors. But for me, eventually it came down to a couple of things. So A, I wanted to go to a school that the world would be in the four walls of my classroom. I was really key, and I'm key on diversity. I love to, you know, be in a conversation and I'm hearing perspectives that are different from mine. Not necessarily that the perspective has to agree with mine, but perspectives that are different from mine that will challenge me to think beyond, you know, my comfort zone, beyond what I'm used to. And so of all the schools that I applied to and I got offers from, Knox was the only school that was truly going to offer me that diversity, in terms of physical diversity and in terms of diversity of perspectives and ideas. I was thinking about the rigorosity of the curriculum. I want to challenge myself. You know, I want to walk out of a class and say, oh, that class was really challenging, you know, but it was worth it. And I saw that Knox was, you know, the only school out of all the schools that I looked into. And believe me, great schools that I looked into. And I saw that Knox was the only school that was going to offer me that. And I also started thinking about, I want to go to a school where I can build community, where I can feel that I belong here, where I can have a solid support structure, right? I can have a place that I can call home away from home. And that is what Knox has given me in these close to 4 years. You know, the relationships that I've cultivated, the people that I've met. I love to believe that some of those relationships, they're going to be lifelong, right? I've started having conversations with some people. I'm not even done yet. People are like, dude, you know, we need to keep in touch. We need to keep this relationship going. And I think that is something that is really core at Knox, you know, building relationships. You know, we say it's the human-powered community. And so those were the things that really attracted me to Knox. And, you know, I also thought about Galesburg, my town back at home. It's bigger than Galesburg, way much more populated than Galesburg, but it's not like Chicago or Peoria big. I am used to that life. and I wanted to come to the U.S. and have something somewhat similar before I venture into, say, you know, going to a place like Chicago, going to a place like Los Angeles. And I saw that Galesburg, small enough, but yet it was going to give me that quality of that quality experience of studying in the United States, of, you know, having the experience of being in the United States and meeting other people that are different from me. And so those were some of, I mean, a lot of factors, but those were some of the major factors that I considered. And eventually I said yes to Knox. And I'm going to be honest with you, no regrets. Every single day, it's been fantastic. I love it.
And we are glad you're here, Bamashay. And I'm going to let Akash have the last word on this question before we wrap it up.
I think Lily and Bamashay covered a lot of incredible points. I think the only thing I'd like to add to that is, I think what makes Knox a really special place is you can come here with an idea and you'll have the support you need to kind of go through with it. As a prospective student, I came into college knowing I wanted to study abroad. And, you know, I was able to plan that and map that out the first day, you know, when I got on campus, when I met with my advisor. I think it's a great place where you can come here with an idea and you'll have the support behind you from, you know, students, from staff, from faculty to put that idea and implement it. It's an incredible place. So thank you.
Thanks, Akash. And thanks to all of you for calling in tonight and for sharing your thoughts and questions. We'll be sending an email with a link to a recording of today's phonecast so you can listen again or share it with others in your family if you want to. This phonecast is just one event of many that are a part of the Admitted Student Experience. Throughout the spring, the Office of Admission will host a series of live and virtual events with faculty, staff, and current students. We'll be offering a series of on-campus Admitted Student Saturday events. Throughout the spring, individual on-campus visits each week, Monday through Friday, several virtual admitted student days, and if you like this phonecast, we'll be offering one for your parents in mid-April. You can key *8 now to receive a text with a link to a list of these experiences, or you can also head directly to knox.edu/admittedstudents. As you continue your college search, you and your family might have additional questions. Please do not hesitate to contact your admission counselor in the Office of Admission. They are here to help. Best wishes and good night from Knox and from Galesburg.